But we're pleased to be welcomed by second-year corner Isaiah Oliver to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Doing good,
doing
brother.
Great.
Doing
Thanks
good.
For sitting down
good,
with
good.
Us.
Yeah, no problem.
I wonder, I mean, you went through this last year. Now this is your second time around. How is it different kind of knowing what training camp is like?
Oh, it's a world of a difference, definitely. I mean, coming in as a rookie, you kind of have a lot on your plate just from transferring from college to the NFL, that transition alone. I mean, off-the-field stuff, being in a new place, new team, things like that. That on top of learning a new playbook with new guys and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's a lot of stuff going on in a rookie's head. But, I mean, second year, it's a lot more comfortable. You know a lot more people on the team. You're more, you know, comfortable with them on the field and things like that. So you're a lot easier to just focus on football and focus on the game. So.
How was your offseason? Because last offseason, right before you were going to get the draft and everything, the combine, you were going through the combine-type workouts and everything and really didn't get a full offseason to work on your craft.
Yep.
This year coming into your second year, they released Robert Alford. You're moving up to the number two corner. How was your offseason this year?
Oh, it was good. I mean, yeah, just like you said, I mean, coming out of college, doing the combine and stuff, you don't really have – an off season at all. You know, you're always working to get ready for the combine and to get ready for workouts and things like that. This year, I mean, first of all, you get a break after the season, and then you get to work on what you know you need to work on that fits the scheme of the team. So, like, last year as a rookie, you don't know what team you're going to go to, so you're kind of just working on general things and hoping that that might be what you do when you get there, but you don't really know for sure. This year, I mean, you know, okay, this is how they want me to play press man. This is how they want me to play cover three. This is how they want me to move, how my feet need to be. So you know what you need to work on exactly. So, I mean, I felt like it was a lot more productive for me.
Right.
Just having those certain types of drills that I know are going to be helpful and beneficial for when I got back for training camp or OTAs or whatever.
What'd you work on, if you can give us an insight?
I said, felt like the biggest thing for me was just footwork and press man. Just kind of the idea of using my feet first instead of my hands, something that was big that I worked on a lot this offseason, and something that the coaches kind of relayed to me that was probably the best thing to work on. Yeah.
You know, you elevated right to that big dog position, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
that corner spot where you're playing at, I mean,
yeah,
as great as the passing game, especially here in the NFC South, you know the responsibility that comes with that. And to me, listening to you right now, it seems like you're up for that challenge.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt about it. I mean, it's something that I've been looking forward to my whole life. So, I mean, I'm just ready to get it going.
Isaiah Oliver joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. And just to piggyback off what Randy's asking there, and you said it, you've been waiting for it, you've been looking for this opportunity. Mm-hmm. That's what you want to hear. There's got to be a little bit of pressure too, though, right? I mean, that's a big jump going from a rookie, and now the assumption is that you're going to be on the other side from Desmond Trufant.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of pressure that comes with any professional sport, I feel like.
Right.
Just with people watching and tuning into the games and things like that. But, I mean, we all love football. We all love the game, so – the pressure is not really something that I worry about too much. I mean, I'm out there with my brothers, my team. We just want to ball. So, I mean, it's all fun after that.
Last year, if you would give yourself a grade, because like I said, everybody makes mistakes. Like you said, as a rookie, you don't really know what to expect. You're out there, and you're basically just going off pure talent. And then, like this offseason, you said you got to learn more of your technique. How would you grade yourself last year?
I mean, I feel like it was up and down, kind of like the whole season was for our team in general.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, yeah, up and down, like we flash good things, flash bad things, couldn't really get consistent, or stay healthy for that matter.
Right.
But yeah, couldn't
yes.
really get consistent. And so that was kind of just the tail of the tape at the end of the year. So definitely not something that we expected. We didn't rise to our expectations, and we know what we need to do, to be better this year.
Speaking of those injuries, we've seen Rico out there this preseason. We got a chance to talk to him the other day. He's chomping at the bit to get back out there on the
yeah,
field, as I'm
definitely.
Sure you know, Keanu Neal as well. Mm-hmm. How much of a difference is that going to make for you as a corner to have those veteran safeties behind you?
Oh, it'd be huge. I mean, that's something that we've already started talking about. I mean, those two guys are two of the best at their positions, respectively, in the NFL. So, I mean, they see things that most people don't see. It's things that I definitely don't see. So they're able to tell me that on the field, and I'm able to get in a better position to make plays. So
why the number change?
26 is my number, my like family number. My dad wore number 26.
Okay.
I always wore number 26 since I was 6-7 years old, started playing football through high school and college. 20, I mean, it's just the number that I had because Tevin Coleman obviously was wearing number 26 while he was here. So I just saw the opportunity to get in. Definitely had to have it. Yeah.
Nice. And that's right. Everybody, now you know. Isaiah Oliver's wearing number 26 this year.
Right.
Last year was 20. This year is number 26. Isaiah Oliver joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. What's the most noticeable difference with Dan Quinn now as a defensive, not just the head coach, but really focused on you guys on defense? What's the biggest difference that you noticed there?
I would say the biggest difference, I mean, he's really into the details of the defense. So, like, everything, not just like the whole scheme in general, but really like why you're doing what you're doing. He kind of preaches that a lot to us. So I say that's a big difference. And then, I mean, I feel like we're more aggressive now as well. So I feel like that'll help us a lot than we were last year. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I'm excited. I feel like he's got a great plan, game plan ahead of us going into the preseason games and things like that. So it'll be fun to watch.
I'm going to go back to what my partner just said in talking about Keanu and Ricardo and those things. How they influenced you and rubbed off on you?
Oh, tremendously. I mean, those guys, I mean, not only are they great leaders, but they're great players on the field as well. So you're able to just watch them while they play and learn a lot of things. And then they come to the sidelines. They're always coaching. They're like extra coaches on the field, really, the easiest way to put it. So, I mean, they've helped me a lot. Rico, I mean, with off the field, like recovery stuff, on the field, watching film, things like that. I mean, these are guys that really know how to play the game of football. So everyone, I say all the young guys really look up to them. Yeah.
I have to imagine it's also – a helpful, frustrating maybe at times, but helpful to go up against these wide receivers mm-hmm. yeah. in practice.
Definitely.
When you're going up against Julio Jones, mm-hmm. it's hard to imagine somebody better to practice
right.
against than that. What does that do for you to be able to practice against this wide receiver core that gets so much publicity?
I mean, it's big. I mean, that's something that us as DBs, I mean, we love to have it because we don't feel like there's another receiving core in the NFL that's going to be better than the ones we go through or go against Monday through Friday. So, I mean, to be able to get that work every day, especially in training camp like this, when it's really going ones against ones, doing one-on-ones, things like that, I mean, it's just preparing us that much more to be ready on game day on Sunday. So, yeah, having Julio, Ridd, Sanu, all those guys, even the young guys, I mean, because they're watching them and they're getting better. So, I mean, it's big. I think it's really helpful, really helpful.
Now, you know you're still a rookie to the third game of your second
correct.
Year.
Yes, sir.
Now, when was that coming to – welcome to the NFL rookie moment for you last year?
That's tough. I mean, the first game that I got the most playing time was the Cincinnati game.
Right.
So it was probably that one. I don't know if there was one specific moment right. that kind of was, but I would say probably that game, just in general, being on the field – home game and then playing that much that I did, so that was probably it. Yeah,
Isaiah Oliver joining us here on the Midday Show just for a couple more minutes. And look, I asked you about the wide receivers, obviously, but Matt Ryan is the quarterback. That has to be beneficial to go up against him as well. I wonder if there's been a moment in practice, either so far in training camp or last year, where he did something, and you're covering,
right.
and you thought to yourself, oh wow, that's what makes this guy different than basically everybody else in the NFL.
Yeah, not only has it happened before, it pretty much happens every day.
Okay.
With Matt, I mean, he's just, I mean, obviously he's got the arm talent, but what a lot of people don't know is just how smart he is. I mean, he's able to read defenses and pick them apart. Just, I mean, makes it look easy. I mean, we try to disguise things and things like that, try to mix them up, but it's rare that we ever get them slipping on anything. So, I mean, being able to go against that with our receivers and things like that, I mean, it's just going to make us that much better because we know that that's probably going to be one of the best offenses in the NFL.
Have you gotten him?
Gotten him.
You got Matt once or twice? You got to have him once, right?
Yeah. I mean, we get him more like as a defense. I would say like one-on-one is hard to get
nice.
Him.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
it's
right.
More
everybody
like
gets
when everyone
everybody
gets
gets
him.
Okay.
Yeah. That's when it works. It's hard for one person to get him. That's, okay. Yeah. That's rare.
I remember when they drafted you, and the first name that came to mind was Richard Sherman, knowing that Dan was in Seattle and everything.
Right.
I'm just curious, do they show you film of him and everything? Because you are a long corner, just like he is, over 6 feet with the long arms, press coverage type guy. Do they show you clips of him or anything?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we watch a lot of the Seattle tape from when Dan Quinn was over in Seattle just because the defense is similar and things like that. But, yeah, I mean, I watch a lot of Richard Sherman on my own just because, I mean, he's one of the best to ever do it. But, yeah, definitely for, like, press technique and playing in this defense especially, I mean, he did it really, really well while he was there. So, it definitely helps, yeah.
Isaiah, we appreciate it,
thanks
man.
Thanks a lot, my man.
Looking forward to a great season. Let's hear it for Isaiah Oliver, everybody.
Thanks
so much
appreciate
for the time.
It. Thank you.